from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Jamie Buckley of Middleborough, and also Dr. Matthew Davids. Guys, thanks so much for coming on. As I understand it, Jamie, it's a significant day. I'm talking to you guys right before we jumped on the air, a significant day for you. So what can you share and tell us about that?
Well, it was we did some CAT scans yesterday and did some blood work and whatnot and looked at the data and, wrestled around with whether we should go forward for another more treatment, and we said, hey, we could start a little earlier than we did last time, or a little hold off, and we just felt it would make more sense to be timely and jump on it sooner than later. So we looked into initiating something within the next few weeks, hopefully.
And as we were talking off the air, it's been a 9-year journey for you to this point. So what, beyond the news of sort of a significant day for you, how has the last 9 years sort of developed? What can you tell us about your story?
Well, it's a very interesting story. Back in 08, I battled prostate cancer successfully, and that's been in full remission ever since. And then in 2015, I was given the green light to be able to start donating blood. Me and my buddy have done it off and on. So for his birthday, we decided to go out and donate some blood. And that was in May of 2015. And that weekend, I got a call from the medical director. And he says, hey, you got something going on there you might want to check out. So through that process, that's when I found out and, monitored it, found out I had CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and monitored it for about a year. And it got to the point where we felt treatment was necessary. And I had been with Dr. Davids for, a good 9 months since then, so we would be able to track it and talk about options. And he came up with a great option for a clinical trial for us to go through. So we went through that in 2016, hoping for 3 to 4, maybe 5 year tops of remission. And I'm knocking on 8 years now and ready to do it again. So
that's awesome.
We're in a good place and surrounded by great people. And they have Dana Faba is just phenomenal. The staff, the medical people, everything. The doctors, the great guy right there. So,
Dr. Davids, when you're handling the case of a patient who has a chronic illness, How is the approach to care different? It seems like it has to be a really critical balancing act between maintaining a high quality of life and also attacking an illness that can be aggressive.
That's right. So CLL is the most common type of adult leukemia, and people usually live with it for a long time. So I tell patients, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You got to plan out your different steps. So it's not just about what's the first treatment, but it's how long is that remission going to be? And what's the second treatment? And what's the third treatment? Jamie was a little bit young when he was diagnosed. Actually, the average age of diagnosis is 70. He was in his 50s. So that's a particularly challenging situation because, as I told him at that time, I wanted him to lead a normal lifespan with good quality of life. So you're talking 30 years. It's a challenge. But we had been doing some research developing new combinations of drugs. A lot of that research done in the lab was kind of bold stuff that wasn't going to be funded by traditional government agencies. We used philanthropy, Jimmy Fund money, Dana-Farber philanthropy to support those initial lab studies. That allowed us to develop the trial that Jamie went on. And as you heard, 8 years of remission when we only expected 3. And now he's on to the next trial that we developed again with funding that we get from events like this.
When you go on with the trial, sometimes there's a possibility of side effects. And I was reading that you had a couple of those go through. It's a trial, obviously, so you're not sure exactly what's gonna come around with that. How do you sort of navigate all that?
So patient safety first, and this happened with Jamie. He had an episode early on with some side effects, and so we had to adjust things and make sure we prioritized his safety over everything. And because this was such a potent combination, even though he was on the combination for a short period of time, he enjoyed this long-term benefit. So usually when we do the right thing, we do what's safe for patients, there's good outcomes, and so that's always our priority.
So we were talking to a patient who also works at Dana-Farber earlier today, Zoe. Your story is interesting. You've actually contributed physically to some of the projects at Dana-Farber, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What were they? And you're an electrical engineer, so in what capacity? And
well, it's funny. I am an electrical engineer, but I ended up in the construction industry, so I've worked for a few different specialty contractors, drywall and acoustical ceilings, stuff like that. So we've worked on some of the fit outs and some of the expansions and the new facility. I call it new, but the Yawkey facility. So it's been nice to be involved in some of that stuff too.
You ever get distracted looking around? You're like, hey, that's not holding up so well up there. Who was on that?
That's what
who
I do.
Who was over there?
I walk in a new building and I look up.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just, you can't help it.
Hi, guy. You gotta kind of hide your eyes in a few different areas of Fenway Park. I'll tell you that, I'm sure. But that's just interesting to me. It's like, you know, you're there, you're a patient there, you're also physically contributing to that. And I just think that's an interesting part of the story. Dr. Davids, I wanted to ask you, and I know just from talking to you at a Jimmy Fund event at Fenway maybe a month or so ago, and you said this, but I just want you to emphasize, because I think it's important to hear, and it's been a while since we've mentioned it, where some of these funds can go to clinical trials, you know, to help people like Jamie.
So the funds go to a lot of different areas. One is the lab, as we were talking about, coming up with new experiments that we can use to develop clinical trials. There's a lot that goes into running a clinical trial, too. There's a lot of infrastructure. So there's a lot of staff. There's data coordinators. There's research nurses. There's business people. So there's a whole team. And
it's not cheap. No.
Right, exactly. And so that funding is essential. And, you know, if we need to hire a new person, we can't apply for a grant and wait a year or two to get that money. We know with philanthropy we have that money. We can work quickly. And, you know, cancer doesn't wait. So we shouldn't wait either.
Jamie, we were speaking earlier with a couple of people who ran in the Falmouth race. I see here you did the Pan Mass Challenge a couple of times. You're into running 5Ks. It seems like staying active, keeping up with things like that play a big role in maybe the mental aspect of going through all this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say that was my my one key thing that helped me get through the chemo stage. And we talked a lot, Dr. Davids. What used to be a runner, now he's more of a cyclist. I'm kind of a mixed breed myself, and you know, going through the chemo, that was my litmus test on how I was doing back in 2016. Just, you know, I getting out, hitting around the track for a couple miles, or getting on the bike, and it just, both mentally and physically, it definitely was one of the many things that helped get me through that. So it's definitely good to be active.
And as I understand it, you two go now and support one another when there is a cycling, whether it's Pan Mass or another race.
That's right. I'm a PMC rider myself, and Jamie and his wife Barbara are always out there at mile 95 or so on day one when it's getting really hot, and they're out there with cold towels and water, so I always stop inside of them. And it's one of the things I love about being an oncologist is just the close relationships we develop with our patients. We're really invested in it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Are you you're going to the game tonight?
Yes.
I heard.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it should be nice weather. First time into the ballpark
this year. Yep.
Okay. I know Dr. Davids, you've been in to a game earlier. You said you're going tonight as well.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you guys enjoy the game. Thank you for all that you do, Doctor. Thanks for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Which really does help to contribute to these funds, individuals like yourself. So we appreciate you coming on, taking the time. Enjoy the game tonight, okay?
All right, thanks for having
me.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.